Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Public forum set on proposed Keyhole State Park Visitor Center. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming Department of State Parks and Cultural Resources will host a public forum this week to gather input on a proposed visitor center at Keyhole State Park. According to the Gillette News Record, the proposed Coulter Bay Visitor Center would expand recreation and education opportunities by offering improved visitor services, interpretive exhibits, a small community gathering space, and a centralized launch point for park activities. Wyoming State Parks District Manager Misty Moore said the agency wants the facility to reflect the expectations and needs of park users while continuing to make Keyhole a safe and enjoyable destination for visitors. During the meeting, staff will present early concepts and planning information and invite public feedback to help guide the project's next steps. Planning manager Carly Ann Carruthers said public participation and coordination with partners, including the Bureau of Reclamation, are key to shaping future improvements. The public forum is scheduled for Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Pine Haven Community Center. Those unable to attend can review materials and submit comments online after the meeting at yoparks.wyo.gov/keyhole. Bill would exempt drunk horseback riders from DUI charges. A Republican lawmaker from Casper is proposing a change to Wyoming law that would make it clear people cannot be charged with DUI for riding a horse while intoxicated. According to Cowboy State Daily, the bill introduced last Thursday by Julie Jarvis would amend state DUI statutes to specify the definition of a vehicle does not include horses, mules, donkeys, or other equines when ridden by a person. If approved by the Wyoming legislature, the law would take effect July 1st. Some legal experts and prosecutors say the proposal raises eyebrows. Laramie defense attorney Mike Vang, who specializes in DUI cases, called the bill interesting and humorous, noting that he's never seen someone charged with drunk driving for riding a horse. He cautioned, however, that riders could still face other charges, such as public intoxication or reckless endangerment. Johnson County attorney Tucker Ruby said neither he nor his deputies have ever filed such a charge and questioned why the change is necessary, suggesting Wyoming's laws don't need to be expanded for situations that rarely, if ever, occur. Other prosecutors echoed that sentiment, saying charging DUI by horseback would already be a stretch under current law. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.